from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, storm surge and hurricane watches have been issued in parts of Florida as Hurricane Milton gains strength in the Gulf of Mexico. The Category 3 storm has maximum sustained winds of 100 miles per hour and is about 750 miles from Tampa, according to the National Hurricane Center. It is set to approach the west coast of Florida by Wednesday. Meantime, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says his crews are scrambling to remove debris from Hurricane Helene in vulnerable areas in Florida near Tampa.
The debris removal mission leading into the storm, certainly for all today, all Monday, and probably all of Tuesday, as long as it's safe to do so, is 24/7. It's round the clock. And that's the way it's got to be. The Hurricane Helene left a lot of debris.
Members of New Jersey's Task Force 1 may be called in. They continue to help the Carolinas recover from Hurricane Helene as Milton takes aim at Florida. Police are investigating a ghastly discovery in Lakewood, a body hanging from a tree early Sunday morning, according to the Lakewood Scoop. The apparent victim, a 23-year-old Hispanic man, the police captain says, but authorities have not said where the victim's body was found. It's open house season at Jersey colleges and universities. You're invited to hit campuses for events that give you full access. There are dozens on the calendar over the next several weeks, including an open house at Brookdale Community College on October 20th.
Students will be able to experience, you know, like the nursing facilities, our STEM Institute. They will be able to go walk in through the Cybersecurity Center and the Automotive Center.
We have a long list of open house events at nj1015.com. Download our free app, sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customize it for your neighborhood, and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Will the gorgeous weekend continue into the work week? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. The new work week will be dry from here on out. Our next chance of rain is at least a week away. We'll also trend cooler eventually, but today stays mild with highs 70 to 75 degrees. The sun comes out and it'll turn a bit breezy through this afternoon. Mainly clear and cool tonight. Lows around 50. That means there will be plenty of spots in the 40s for tomorrow morning. A mostly sunny day tomorrow and cooling down a little bit. Highs upper 60s to around 70. More sunshine on Wednesday. Wednesday, more dry weather and high temperatures holding steady in the upper 60s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
And right now, across New Jersey and Union, it's 65. Long Branch is 67. Vineland is 69. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York. Not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at tanger.com.